So I've been getting a lot of comments on my beard recently. Several of you today have been like, hey, Brian, look the beard, you know? Well, yesterday, this guy, a friend of mine said, what did he say? He said, dude, you look like a rabbi, like a Jewish rabbi or something. And to him, I replied, shalom. There you go. So this thing that's been on my mind a lot recently that I wanted to share with you guys today is an idea of vision. Vision. Thank you. About a year and a half ago, I'd say, this was an idea that I was struggling with. About 10 years ago, I was a really driven person. I had a very clear vision of where I wanted to go, and I worked really, really hard, and I achieved that vision. And I didn't realize it after I achieved that vision, it became a reality. I didn't have another vision for myself. And so I was kind of in this stuck place without even realizing it. And I was there for a little while, maybe years. And the Lord brought this to my attention, and you know, some people close to us, Peter and Megan, being some of them, helped me realize this. You know, and as I flushed this out, and it was like, okay, let me do something about that. So I did a lot of things about that, but that's not what I want to talk about. I want to just talk about vision and some of the things that I've learned. We're all free in Christ, right? Free in Christ. Okay? So when Christ set us free, there's a realization that comes with that, that we're good with the Father. So us and the Father are good now. Not only that, but He's actually happy with us, each of us. And I realized that several years ago, and that was really freeing. When you really realize that, it releases you from performing for the Father, or performing to try to please Him, or feeling like you need to measure up, or that your actions are somehow going to bring more pleasure from Him. The reality is that that's not the case. He's already pleased with me just the way that I am, and there's nothing that I can do or you can do to change that. Praise God. This should release us to not feel like we need to perform for other people too, right? Because if the Father's pleased with us, then why do I need to perform for you? Why should you perform for me? Why should we work for the acceptance of man, of other people? We're all on that journey, right, of accepting the Father's acceptance of us and receiving His love, and then learning how to not just live our lives to please other people, whether it be our boss, our family, just the guy at Walmart, you know, whatever it is. When we humbly practice that walk out, it looks like kindness and service and the fruit of the Spirit in our lives effortlessly, because all we're doing is receiving from the Father what He's freely given to us through Christ's blood, right? So I'm going on this journey, that's going, and the spiritual journey, and that was fantastic. It totally freed me up in so many ways. Father's acceptance, I don't care what you think, all that kind of stuff. But then what? So if you receive this and you're receiving God's acceptance from you, well, then what? I think that's where I kind of was stuck at. Like, what now? And without realizing it, it was just a natural like place of being, because there wasn't a next for me. There wasn't a like, well, what's my vision now? So I feel that freedom in Christ and a clear vision together are a powerful combination. And one without the other is great, but it's incomplete. We need both. I need to know my freedom in Christ and to have a clear vision for my life. Okay? Because I've been given responsibilities. I'm a husband. I'm a father. I have leadership, you know, responsibilities in other places. And if I don't have vision for those things, what's going to happen? They're going to perish. Those things are going to perish. Or they're going to go whose way? I don't know whose way. And I've seen that. I've seen that in my family. I've seen that in just looking at the world. That if there's not someone there driving the bus that's got a vision for where things are going to go, it goes. And life takes it. And relationships are damaged. And things fall apart. Inertia, Murphy's Law, Satan, other people who with more vision than you all will steal away what could be yours to create. And that's what I started realizing. So I realized I gotta do something about this because I'm not done. I'm not done yet. And there's a lot more. So over the last year and a half, I've been working on that. And it's been pretty exciting. It's made a big difference. And what I'm thinking about is how can I have a vision that I'm not going to have the same problem that my last vision was, where okay, what's next? So it's like it needs to be big, it needs to be clear. And I want to just talk about vision and a little bit of what the things that I've been thinking about with it. Does anybody know what the definition of vision is? It's to see something clearly in your mind. So when I say vision, that can mean a lot of things to everyone in here. I'm talking about picturing in your mind so clearly what is going to happen that you can actually see it. You actually experience it. And I've been doing this with like my marriage. Like, what do I want our marriage to look like? What does it look like? What are we doing? What are we when we wake up in the morning when our kids are gone? Like, I'm not gonna wait for our kids to grow up and for us to sit here and look at each other and go, well, what now? And same thing with our kids and our family. Like, we want to build a family and we're, you know, creating this vision and I'm trying to picture it in my mind. Like, what does it look like when my kids come home and they're 25 years old and they're doing whatever it is that they're doing? What does our life look like? And I want to create that reality. What I found is that if I don't do that, what do I do right now? I do nothing. Usually. Okay? So it's the vision will change my actions today. And it will influence me to do the things, to try things, to get closer to where I want to be. Okay? And so that's been driving my behavior more so than before. Before, I was just kind of complacent. And I feel like this has energized our family in a lot of ways. It's energized some relationships. And I just want to encourage you guys to do the same. To think about your situation and think about, do I have a vision for my closest relationships? Do I have a vision for the things that I've been given responsibility over? Because if you don't, someone else does, and it's destruction. Okay? Freedom in Christ makes me powerful.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It gives me all power. I'm a son of God. Right? So that's powerful. Vision gives direction and focus to that power. Okay? So if we're free from Christ, we have power. If we have vision, now we have direction to apply that power to. It's very important that we have both. Because if you have direction but no power, where are you going to go? You're very limited in where you can go. Or it's going to be on your own strength. It's going to be performance driven. It's going to be about pride. It's going to be about you and your ego and making people like you or dominating people or whatever it is your thing is. So the powerful combination is freedom in Christ and vision. Vision is being able to see clearly in your mind, to picture exactly what you want. If you can see it clearly enough, you can create it. But you have to focus on the vision. That will drive the behavior. Don't let the behavior become the thing. It's not. It's about creating something. God, I believe, created us with this ability. And he wants us to use it. He wants us. He made us powerful. And he wants us to create. And what's beautiful about it is we're not just creating what he wants us to create. He actually invites us and commands us to go create. And he comes into what we are doing. Because we have the Holy Spirit inside of us. It's amazing. So, unlimited potential for what we can create. Think about your relationships. What kind of relationships you want to create. You can think about your relationships and go, oh man, I'm really sucking it up there. You know, I got this relationship that it's just not where it needs to be. And I got that's, you know what that is? It's lack of vision. It's lack of vision. Don't focus on where you're lacking. Focus on creating a clear picture in your mind of what it needs to look like. Okay? And then trust the Lord and pray to him and go to him and just keep that in your mind. And what happens is you'll automatically start doing things differently to repair that relationship instead of focusing on the lack and chopping yourself and your legs off from underneath you, because that's what you're doing. Okay? Businesses. Relationships, family, financially, all of these things, we're responsible. We have responsibilities, our jobs. We need vision in each one of these areas. Okay, a couple things to think about. Key points about vision. If you have a vision, but you have no input from anyone else, that's fascism. Okay? That's not what you're looking for. You're not looking to be the guy with the vision and, you know, it's my vision and get on board or get out. That's not what it looks like. Okay? The other one is vision with no action. That's called a fantasy. Okay? So you need a vision, but you need others involved in your vision, those closest to you. It becomes a blended vision. Okay? The vision changes, it evolves. You're picturing things clearly. But that's what relationships should be about, is envisioning the future for those relationships, for the things that they have responsibility over, and then putting a plan of action so that there is actually action taken towards that vision. Okay? It's a lot easier to take a plan of action if you have a clear vision, though, than to try to create a plan without a vision. You need the vision first, the plan comes after. And the plan needs to be, smart goals, keep it real. There needs to be specific action that you take. God created us as his children, and he put seed in our hearts. And it's our job to cultivate that seed. And to create something beautiful that we love to create. That's why God planted Adam and Eve in the garden, and that's what he told them to do. And our mission is the same. And it looks completely different for each one of us, for each family, for each marriage, for each relationship. But if we challenge ourselves in this area and we take action, we will see fruit in our lives. Much beyond what we will do on our own, and much beyond what we will do out of pride and lust for life. So, I want to just pray and close us and ask the Lord to help us with this. So, Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for making us and bring us all here, Lord. I ask that you would give us vision, Lord. Father, we together as a group, we take responsibility for the things that we've been charged with in our life. Okay? We take responsibility for our finances. We take responsibility for our relationships. We take responsibility for our jobs that we're paid to do. We take responsibility for how we take care of ourselves and our bodies, Lord. And we ask, Father, that you would help us find clear vision for each one of these areas of our lives. And I declare that we will be people that reign over each area of our lives. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We will not be people who are the victims of the circumstances that we come up against. And I declare that our clear visions will bring us through the obstacles and the distractions that come because they are so clear. Because we have clarified in our minds what the vision looks like. And Father, we ask to partner with you in this, and we ask for your righteous and wise judgment and guidance as we define our visions for ourselves, Lord. And we submit to you, Holy Spirit, and we ask that you would guide us and that you would refine our vision and that it would be the vision that you have for us and not just for ourselves. In Jesus' name, amen. So if you're stuck, if you're unmotivated, if you're complacent, clarify your vision. Go to the Lord and do it with those that you're closest with. And watch what happens, baby. Watch what happens. You'll bust right through. Praise God. Is there any food? No?